Well, Yael is a good friend. You know, the next generation, should the Lord tarry, they will be in Israel leading people to the Lord, their ministry, the churches that are going on. Just as Yael's grandfather, Svi, her father, Menno, Yael, her brother, all of those that are involved in the ministry there. Yes, there's a great witness going forth, and this is a great time to have that witness of what Jesus Christ, the true Messiah, has done for them. Well, when I thought about this, I thought, you know, I needed to get a hold of my good friend, Paul Scharf. Paul, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jimmy. Great to be with you.
So I was just thinking about this as we are looking forward and we're talking about Israel. And Yael alluded to the future and what's ahead for them. So when you look at this, and you've done some speaking on this, conferences, teaching on this, and we'll get your website here in a moment, but how have the events unfolding in Israel since October 7th served to set the stage for future prophetic fulfillment?
Well, Jimmy, that's a fascinating question to me, and I think we have to start by saying, obviously, the events of October 7th, or anything that's transpired since, has not been a direct fulfillment of prophecy. It doesn't tell us when the rapture will occur. There aren't any signs of the rapture. We believe that's imminent. But I think that these events certainly are setting the stage for the future fulfillment of prophecy during the tribulation, the seven-year period which takes place after the rapture. And that's the time during which God will be working again through the people of Israel. And I see a number of ways in which I believe the stage is being set, the signs are intensifying, that point us toward those days of future prophetic fulfillment that will occur in the tribulation.
So can we see those signs of the end times even now in our day?
I believe so, Jimmy. Jesus told the Pharisees and Sadducees in Matthew chapter 16, verse 3, that they were hypocrites. He said, because you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. And certainly there are signs of Christ's second coming. We know that. The Bible talks about signs of his second coming. Again, not the particular aspect of the rapture, the pre-tribulational rapture of the church. There aren't any signs for it, but there are signs for Christ's final second coming and for the tribulation. As many have said, these events are so magnificent that they cast their shadows. Their shadows fall back in our time.
Yes.
So whether you want to call them signs or shadows or setting the stage for future prophetic fulfillment, I think that's what we're seeing right now, Jimmy.
Yes, and there were six of these that you pointed out that are good to focus on.
Yeah, there are six areas, as I wrote in an article here called What's Ahead for Israel, six areas where I believe the stage is being set right now so that we can see how it will be in many ways a seamless transition from the world of today to the world of the tribulation. Of course, we're not setting any dates. Mm-hmm. We're not pointing to any specific time that we think this has to occur within. This could go on for some time. The signs could intensify far even beyond what we see right now. But it surely doesn't take much imagination to see how we could go from where we are right now to the events of the tribulation, with the church, in the meantime, being taken out at the rapture.
Why should everyone be concerned about what's happening in Israel?
Well, Jimmy, the Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 5, verse 5, that the Lord God has set Jerusalem in the midst of the nations. Jerusalem is the spiritual and prophetic center of the earth. There's a great old-time dispensational Bible teacher and author, William E. Blackstone. He said, if we want to know our place in chronology, our position in the march of events, look at Israel. And I think that is so true. And the fact is that we might have someone even listening that is less than concerned or less concerned than they should be about the people, the nation, the land of Israel. And we could still say to them, look, what is happening in Israel and what will happen in Israel in the future will tell us what is going to happen in the whole world. So, Jimmy, this is going to involve everyone, whether they want it to be that case or not. The Lord God has put Israel at the very prophetic center of the world. It's going to be the focus of his work in the world once again after the rapture during the days of the tribulation.
Yeah, and I would love to have you back, Paul, to talk about each one of these, and there's some great ones here, but Yael mentioned that what happened on October 7th has promoted the Jewish people to turn to God. Now, and do you see a turning back to God in the future for Israel?
Certainly, Jimmy, there's going to be a full, complete restoration of Israel in belief to receive her king and his kingdom, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And that's really the ultimate purpose of the tribulation. It's not to chasten the church. The true church will be in heaven with Christ. It won't even be here on the earth at all. But it's to bring Israel to that point of receiving their Messiah, looking on him whom they've pierced and mourning for him, Zechariah 12:10, receiving him in faith, and finally the whole nation as it exists at the end of the tribulation will be saved. And I think the events of October 7th and since, Jimmy, as you reference in your conversation with Yael, it's setting the stage for the time when there will be two special witnesses, two witnesses who will appear on the earth. In fact, Malachi tells us in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, that it's before the great and dreadful day of the Lord that Elijah the prophet will return. I believe he's one of those witnesses along with Moses. And I think that right now the stage is being set for a day when Israel will receive true prophetic revelation that points to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even as our president, Dr. Jim Showers, just wrote in a letter to the Friends of Israel family saying, quote, in light of recent events in Israel, we are seeing an openness to spiritual conversations, end quote. And that's a wonderful thing that the Lord God is doing in the hearts of Jewish people in the wake of this tremendous catastrophe.
Yeah, and let me just add also, Paul, you know, it's not just the Jewish people. And yes, this tragedy is softening their hearts to being open to searching for God and the Messiah and, you know, opening it up for ministry. But in each of our lives, as we experience, it's not just exclusive to the Jewish people. It could be to each one of us as believers and those around us. And let's pray that God prepares all of us to be ready to give an account for what we believe, a reason why we believe what we believe. And sure appreciate you. And I'm going to put this, your article on our website, Paul. We're going to have you back to talk about some of these other, where we see satanic delusion, supernatural deliverance, all these things, restoration. I think we should have you back to talk more about these issues. Where can people go to find your information, Paul?
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I look forward to that. And people can always connect with me at sermonaudio.com. /P-Sharf, that's P-S-C-H-A-R-F, and of course they can find so much more about the Friends of Israel at our main website at FOI.org.
Yes, very good. Paul, thank you so much for sharing with us, and again, we focus on the Jewish people. I like what you said, you know, God has a program for them, and we focus on the Jewish people because it does indicate where we are on God's timeline for the future.
Amen. Thank you, Jimmy.
Folks, we've got to take a break. And when we come back, the Legacy Series with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. And he is talking about the prophetic aspect of the book of Daniel. Right here on Prophecy Today Weekend.